Good morning, Steve Dale's Pet World on WGN. You know, about 25 years ago when I came to this radio station, maybe it was 26 years ago, 27 years ago. I don't even know how long it's been, but I know this. It was tough to come up with places that you would call dog friendly. Now, easy. You know what? The culture has changed. Chicago has changed. And there are so many more places to take dogs. We will take you to some of these places. You know her. She's been on WLS TV for many, many years. She's a friend of mine. And more importantly, a friend of your dogs and cats. Roz Varon from Channel 7. How are you?
I am doing so well, Steve. Thank you for having me on.
Well, you know, over the years, you and I have worked together here and there. We've done some segments together. You've been on my platforms. And very recently, I did another segment with you for Channel 7, where we went to dog-friendly destinations in Chicago, or better put, the Chicago area. What motivated you to do the segment that has already at this point aired?
Well, you know, I am a dog owner, obviously. I have two Whippets, Lola and Sassy. And, you know, people, every time I would post something on social media with my dogs, I would get such an incredible response. So there are a lot of pet owners out there, dog owners in particular. And I thought, you know, Chicago is such a dog-friendly city, it would be kind of fun to do a segment that highlights a couple of these places. I mean, there are way more things out there to do than what I could put in a two-minute segment. But I just thought I would look for some unusual things people may not know about. And having you come with me, number one, made it extremely fun. Number two, you were able to watch one dog while I had the other dog. And number three, I was blown away that the places I picked, you didn't even know about.
That's true. And that speaks to the fact that there are places in Chicago that if I don't know about it, Roz Varon doesn't know about it. You might not know about it either, friends. And one of those, you know the cruise lines that go up and down the Chicago River out onto Lake Michigan? I did not know myself that on the Sea Dog, appropriately named, you can bring your dog. And as I recall, Roz, there's no fee for that.
No, it is free, and they allow dogs every day, every cruise, except on the extreme ones, because that can be a little too rough for the dogs. Rough, no pun intended. Yeah, it's free, and they encourage people to bring their dogs on the Sea Dog. And it was fun.
It was so much fun. And I bonded with Lola in particular on that particular ride.
I have the best picture of Lola just leaning her head on Uncle Steve's shoulders. So precious. I love that picture.
Well, and you know what? Taking your dogs, not all dogs, and I want to talk about this a little bit. This, the idea of taking your dogs out to places isn't for every dog. The idea is, hopefully, that the dog's going to have a good time. But if the temperament of your dog is, I am way better off sitting in the air conditioning at home, then it's not a good idea necessarily. And if it's a very hot day, there are certain breeds like the Bulldogs, French Bulldogs, the Pekingese, you know, the dogs that are, we call brachiocephalic, that look like they just walked into a wall with the pushed-in noses and faces.
Ouch.
Yeah, but those dogs don't do well in the heat, you know? So there are other dogs that, oh, this is the best thing in the world, you know? So should people consider the temperament of their dog?
Absolutely. I mean, you're right. Not every dog. And your dog has to be social. You know, not all dogs have been socialized, and they might be freaked out by other dogs or a lot of people or a crowd. You know, you have to understand what is best for your dog, not just what's best for you. Oh, it'd be fun to take my dog, but the dog's going to have a miserable time. So you really have to take that into consideration. Absolutely.
So many restaurants you can sit outside with a dog. We found a restaurant with a dog-friendly menu specifically for dogs. Isn't that cool?
Pupsicles. They had frozen pupsicles.
among other things that Lola and Sassy enjoyed for sure. But I think there's a certain enjoyment that we get that, okay, we're all dining out. Not just me and my significant other or friends. It's me with my four-legged friends, too.
A lot of restaurants, well, as you said, they have to be in the outdoor area, outdoor patio, but they really do cater to dogs. There are at least a handful, when I was researching this story, that I found that have dog menus.
Yeah.
And we were just lucky enough to be able to get into this one because Perch in Wicker Park, they were saying that, you know, I asked them, how many dogs do you guys have here? And she says, sometimes we can have like 12 to 15 a day. A lot of dogs.
Yeah, and the reason why we were able to go to that restaurant in part is we shot on Monday, and on Mondays, lots of restaurants are closed, so we couldn't go to those restaurants.
But, right, right.
Yeah, but Perch is, when it comes down to it, a neighborhood restaurant, and the outdoor space is outdoors for sure. It really is, but there's a roof over it. Roof, mm-hmm. roof.
And, no pun intended.
Well, maybe a little intended. I don't know. But if it's raining,
okay.
If it's raining, then you're literally covered, and that's a good thing too.
Yeah. I mean, it's lovely. I mean, they do photo shoots. They do these themed photo shoots, and they've probably got one coming up. They were going to try and do one later in the summer. I know they were going to do one in the fall for Halloween, and they put little not costumes, but just little things that you can use for your dogs and take cute pictures. I'm one of those people who really doesn't like dressing up dogs for Halloween. Don't hate me. The dogs hate it. I can't do it.
Well, some dogs don't mind it, actually. So it depends. That's an interesting subject. So it depends on the dog. So our little dog actually doesn't care, I really do believe, and likes the attention that she gets when she's wearing an outfit. So my wife, Robin, who you know, just took Hazel, our dog, who you also know, mm-hmm. to see my mom and also to see Aunt Claire. And in both of those cases, she loved the attention that she got because she was wearing her pink little tutu dress. So I think it depends. It depends on, I know, it's, but you
it
know
depends.
What?
It no, depends. It depends on the dog, yeah. And it depends on the owner, because you are the ultimate pet parent. So your dogs are going to love anything that you do.
Yeah,
I mean, when we did that segment about nail clipping and I was watching you clip your dog's nails while you're talking to me at the how do you even do that? Oh, my gosh.
That was a different segment, though. So let's get back to dog-friendly Chicago and the Chicago area. And that's the thing. We didn't only hit Chicago. We hit some of the suburbs, too, including a shopping center. And again, you're right, Roz. I had no clue that there was a dog playground there. You know where I'm talking about.
Yeah, we went to Yorktown Center in Lombard, which has been named the most dog-friendly mall in America by a particular website that does travel, pet travel. It's Fido.
Oh, that's okay. It's something Fido, but the real important point is that you can take your dog there. It's a nice, cool place to go because, of course, the shopping center is air-conditioned. But moreover, they've got the space that was once a Gap store. Was that it? But it was once...
Right.
Yeah,
it was, they turned it into a dog lounge.
Yes. Isn't that cool? I love that. You know, so it's a place where you can just hang out with your dog, and they have, like agility. It's not real agility equipment, but it's...
Well...
The next best thing.
It's something to do.
Yeah. Yeah,
but
and it is.
It's just a place to kind of chill out, you know, after you've been walking around and shopping. If you just want to take a quick break, it's just a nice, quiet place to be. Or they can socialize with other dogs. I mean, they really accommodate. I've never seen anything like it. It's very cool.
Yeah, and you, as we were doing the shoot, there were people passing by who were shopping who said, oh, I didn't know that, and now I'll take my dog here, you know. So that's Yorktown Shopping Center in Lombard. Most importantly, Roz Varon, thank you for everything you do for companion animals. I know you do a lot for the shelters, specifically for Anti-Cruelty Society of Chicago. And always, always, it is so much fun going on a shoot with you because, first off, you're a real pro. But most importantly and selfishly for me, I kind of love your dogs.
Well, they love you too, Steve. You made lifetime friends.
That's fine by me. Thank you so much, Roz.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Grace Fuller is the general manager at City Cruises Chicago. Now, you know their boats, and we'll talk about some of them, but one of them in particular is what Grace is here for, and it's called the Sea Dog. You find that boat, and actually, Grace, there are several boats, right, that you have that are Sea Dog boats?
Yes, we have five.
That's several. And that's quite a litter of puppies you've got there. And they're right on Navy Pier on the south side of the pier. You are on the radio talking to me. And I didn't know this until I did that segment with Roz Varen for Channel 7, that, in fact, you're dog-friendly. Not only is Sea Dog the name, but you welcome dogs, I understand.
We sure do. Dogs ride free.
What? You said my favorite four-letter word. So first off, Navy Pier itself is dog-friendly. So you are allowed, welcome, to bring a social dog to Navy Pier and walk around the pier anywhere except inside restaurants with dogs. Most of the shops are fine, nearly all of them with dogs. I'm not so sure about the hotel that's there one way or the other, but most of you that are listening are probably not going to stay at the hotel. The outdoor beer garden, of course, that is dog friendly. The outdoor areas for all the restaurants are dog friendly. So you've got a dog friendly situation there in the first place. Do you find that most people, well, right now they probably are residents, but when tourism picks up again, do you find the tourists more and more are traveling from nearby states like Michigan, Indiana, Wisconsin, with their dog, or even from further away than that with their dog?
I think our local tourists do bring their dogs with them. It's a very dog-friendly city, to be honest, and Navy Pier is just another example of it. But I think they enjoy having their family pet with them. And everyone's so excited to get out and do things right now that we've been in such a bad situation that this is something local that they can do and bring their dog. And it's just, it meets both needs, I think.
Tell me about the Sea Dog rides. What are they like?
The Sea Dog is, we've got several different types of rides. We have a 30-minute lakefront speedboat cruise. We also have a 75-minute architecture cruise down the Chicago River. And then, of course, we have our extreme boat, which does 180s and 360s with a jet-propelled engine. And that's the only ship that is not dog-friendly, just because the maneuvers that the ship does can be a little... We need the dogs to be safe.
You don't want them flying outside the boat.
No,
so here, no, imagine
that would be
this.
Terrible. It's the only cruise they can't go on, but all of our other Sea Dog boats are dog-friendly, dogs ride-free, and we love to see them. We even have kind of our own little mascot, Teddy. Teddy is a rescue dog that's in our ticket booth with our ticket booth team and welcomes the other dogs to the operation.
Tell me about City Cruises Chicago. What are some of the other boats that you offer? I don't think they're dog friendly, but people still ought to know about them.
Yes, absolutely. So we have on Navy Pier, we have Odyssey Lake Michigan, the Chicago Elite, which is a private yacht, Spirit of Chicago, and then on the Chicago River, we have our newest vessel, which is Odyssey Chicago River, which offers our premier product in kind of a glass-enclosed vessel, one of very few of its kind, and it's just absolutely stunning to go down the river and see the architecture and enjoy a cruise with food and beverage as well.
And to learn more about any of this, where do folks go?
CityCruises.com.
Easy enough, CityCruises.com, and on the Sea Dog, except the extreme boat, you get to take your dog, and there is no extra charge for that, which is so very cool. Grace, thank you so much.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Mackenzie Monastro is the assistant general manager at the Perch Kitchen and Tap, which is in what neighborhood officially? Because you're kind of between neighborhoods there, Mackenzie.
We are in Wicker Park.
All right. So exactly where in Wicker Park are you? And we'll tell you, everyone, why I'm so excited about this in a moment.
We are right at the intersection of Damon and Division.
All right. So at that intersection, or just about at that intersection of Damon and Division, you see Perch Kitchen and Tap. And then you walk through, not the restaurant part, not indoors, but the outdoor part, and you're not alone. With you are several dogs usually sitting there sipping on their dog brew beer, which I love. And I love the fact that you have a menu for dogs. Who came up with the beer idea for dogs? And by the way, no alcohol. It's not real beer. What's in it?
Our general manager, Dominic, was the brain power behind this menu. He definitely was the passion creating the Heffa-Wolfson for our dogs that visit the perch.
The Heffa-Wolfson. And what's in a Heffa-Wolfson? I ought to know, but I don't.
It's just chicken stock with a little bit of molasses and water.
So that's actually a fairly healthy thing. And the dogs, in my experience, absolutely love it. And it's perfect because you have so many beers that you offer for humans. So this
right.
is, yeah, so this is great. In addition to that, what else do you have on a menu that is specifically for dogs?
So depending on if it's brunch or dinner slash lunchtime, we have a scruffy scramble that has eggs, broccoli, chicken. And then we also have a puppy power bowl, that which uses our spent grains from the beer that we brew on site.
That's brilliant. So the beer that you brew on site, you recycle the spent grains in a very
right.
good way.
Two different menu items. So we do the spent grain biscuits, which are just basically dog treats. We mix it with peanut butter, flour, and egg, and make those into dog treats. And then we also have the puppy power bowl, which we top the grains with spinach and a protein of the owner's choice.
So, Mackenzie, it's just us talking. Just me and you. Be honest. Mm-hmm. Who's better behaved, the average four-year-old or the average dog?
Oh, the average dog, for sure.
Yes! I'll tell you, seriously, every restaurateur I've talked to, not only on the radio, because they're on a pet show, so they think that's the answer I got to give. But when you talk privately to people, that's what they say. And you know what? Most of the dogs, in my experience, that come to restaurants have always done that. So they're socialized that way. Has that been, overall, your experience?
Oh, absolutely. Yes. I've never had any issues with any dogs that visit the perch. They're all super well behaved, and it's honestly the highlight of working here is getting to interact with all the pups on the patio.
You know, and I love the fact, first of all, by the way, this is a really nice patio. And if it's cloudy outside and you're worried, I don't know if I'm going to bring the dog because it looks like it's going to rain. Actually, it's covered, isn't it?
Right. Yes, so we have two. We have our front patio, which is completely open, but then we also have our covered beer garden. So there is a roof on there in case of rain.
Yeah, I just happen to really like your place. But even more, what I like best is the fact that you're one of the restaurants in Chicago that has a menu specifically for dogs and even a beer for dogs, which is wonderful. Tell us again where you're at.
At the Perch Kitchen and Tap in Chicago.
But the address I meant?
Oh, 1932 West Division.
All right, perfect. Mackenzie, thank you so much. And you're barking up the right tree. Whatever you're doing it right. Congratulations.
Thank you.
I'll be honest with you. When I think about dog-friendly Chicago, I think about a book I wrote called Dog Gone Chicago. And then I wrote another book a couple of years later because Dog Gone Chicago sold so well. The publisher was really surprised. I did an update of Dog Gone Chicago. Well, don't buy that book. Have you ever heard anyone who's written a book say, don't buy your book? Well, now you're hearing, because everything's out of date, you know, it's just too old. So many things have changed. I mean, now we have new dog parks, not only dog-friendly areas in the city of Chicago, but all over the suburbs, the largest dog beach, maybe just by pure area in the nation. Is located at Montrose Beach, Montrose Dog Beach. And we talked to Paul Fehrenbacher of the board of Montrose Dog Beach. If you want, you can check out that podcast at WGNradio.com. But so many places to take dogs, and I will continue to talk about many of these places. And we go more places with our dogs than ever before. The problem, though, is that we sometimes leave the dog in a hot car. And I can't imagine anyone wants to do that, wants to see their dog suffer. So let me give you some data here. If it's, say, 70 degrees outside, that's comfortable, right? 70 degrees. In about 20 to 35 minutes, it will heat up, depending on the car, even with the windows open a crack, to over 100 degrees. So let's be more realistic, 80 degrees, right? That's more typically what it's like during the day at this time of year. So in 10 minutes, 80 degrees for most cars, we're talking 99 degrees. And After 30 minutes, we're talking 114 degrees. No dog can survive if it's 114 degrees. And dogs still do die in hot cars. And opening the window just a crack, that's not going to do the trick. Now, I suppose if you leave the car running with the air conditioning going and the doors open, your car will be carjacked with the dog inside. Don't do that either. Sometimes it's best simply to leave the dog at home. So as often as I talk about it, as often as I promote and support the notion of taking all your family with you, including the members of the family who want to go with four legs, not always. You're running to the convenience store, not necessarily a good thing to do if you know you're going to leave the dog in a hot car, even for a short period of time. We'll be back next week, bright and early, right here, Steve Dale's Pet World on WGN.